big of a job of and giving permission and keeping things coordinated. It's not likely to overwhelm anyone. Okay?
Is that all right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're trying to get questions for...
Peggy asked me, just because I don't intend to be here very long, she asked me to join you just to answer any land use questions relative to the three projects, and then I was going to step out.
Okay.
I requested an overview map of the building sites. Did you come up with that?
An overview map?
I didn't know that. It was on the email. And I got a response back that you would forward it, so...
What?
Did anybody else get this?
Yeah, I got an email.
Yeah. I got an email from you, but I didn't copy it. I don't know what it says.
I think the Burlite properties at the base of 40th Street, where you turn and go up to the community college, and the property for the Homsey Science Center is somewhere in there where that state campground is.
Yeah, I can clarify on those. That wasn't where you guys needed maps, but the Homsey property is about 15 acres. It sits behind Toby Murray's down in South Beach. Abalone would be more or less the north side of it. And if you could envision 35th Street, which isn't there yet, which would be a which will be a future signalized intersection on US 101 at the south side of Toby Murray's, that would be the south side of the Homsey property back behind there. That's right now it's an area that's cleared. It used to be an old drive-in theater back there many years ago.
And they've signed and closed on that, right?
It is owned by Homsey.
And if it's a drive-in theater, that means it has some sort of gravel and paving in there.
It's actually no asphalt that I've seen. It's been cleared and leveled, and that's about what it is right now. There is a fair amount of
overgrowth,
shrubbery, stuff of that nature.
Okay.
There's a wetland in the significant wetland in the far northwest corner they're looking to preserve, and the city owns a portion of that, and city council's actions in the past have been to try to preserve that wetland as well. So that's a partnership opportunity, and there have been discussions with them about that.
It fits into what they're going to be doing.
Right. So I'll just finish off on Homsey then. They would have, for their camp, city's already had discussions with them in terms of what's going to be required in terms of infrastructure improvements to provide access to that site. For that purpose, they would need to extend Abalone South to provide access. They also would be responsible for extending 30th, which is along their northern borders and would intersect with Abalone. We are in the process of working on what we call a memorandum of understanding with Homsey to map out exactly all of the steps that they're going to need to take. The Newport Urban Renewal already has some funds budgeted for cleaning up public rights-of-way. There's a number of dedicated road rights-of-way in that area, some of which are in the property that Homsey purchased, which the city will be vacating because we don't need them. But we also need additional right-of-way so that Abalone can be extended down to 35th Street, and so there'll be some land swaps essentially associated with that, and that's something the city's budgeted funds for to make that happen. We also will be constructing an intersection at 35th and US 101. If the funding request we made to the state comes through, which it looks like it will, that will probably be in the 2016-2017 time frame. So there may be an opportunity where there would be a partnership, since we'd be doing road improvements. If they're doing road improvements in the same time frame, there may be some advantages there. The zoning of the property is R4, high density residential. The youth camp is a permitted use in that district. It is not within the officially designated tsunami inundation area. However, the newest maps from the state, which have just updated what they anticipate in terms of the inundation area, would place it within an impact area. That is not a problem, and I mean, legally, it's not an issue for a youth camp to be located in this area. Homsey is interested in making sure that that emergency access, though, up to Safe Haven Hill is completed, and the city's done some preliminary in that regard. So,
Okay.
Would you say that this is like conditionally been approved by the city or the powers that be, that this is a go-ahead project before it even gets the funding? So it's a go? Yeah.
This project's permitted at this location outright. They're moving ahead with this, and we're coordinating with them accordingly.
You have absolutely no doubt it's going forward.
That's our expectation. I mean, they own the property, and they're making the,
You've met with them on all of these things, and they're moving forward, and...
Right.
Okay.
I'm meeting with different OMSI folks. I mean, they have a large group of people that are working in this from different angles.
Have you done the same thing with the aquatic park, too, all this preliminary approval business?
No, the aquatic park isn't as far along in their conceptual work.
And they're not in the city limits?
They're not in the city limits. With the aquatic park, that property is opposite 40th Street. It's on the west side of 40th Street, opposite essentially the access to Wilder. I want to say...
So you can't see it from 101, the property? It's back farther in there?
No, you can see it.
Do you have any maps to that, Jim, for the aquatic park property?
I do not.
Okay.
Is there any in the...
I can print one off. I can print one off in the back.
It's not in here.
How many feet above sea level do you have to be there to see out of this?
I don't know the exact elevation offhand.
It's usually about 50 feet. I don't know what's in the city code, but given the estimates of how big your waves can be, you have to be something like that or more.
And the state just released our worst case type inundation area. I mean, max event, Cascadia, near shore.
Yeah.
And so it inundates a lot.
Oh, yeah. Is there any studies that have been done about the liquefaction problem that might be out there in South Beach?
Not generally. The only one we've done some work on Safe Haven Hill because if we're going to make a significant investment there in terms of it being an assembly area, we have to have some confidence that the hill is going to withstand the event. And Foundation Engineering, who's our contractor on that, has determined that it should withstand worst case event.
Okay.
And at this point, doesn't anticipate that we need to do anything in terms of buttressing or hill or something like that.
So are we done with OMSI? Is there any more questions on?
One of the things I want to make sure we cover this morning is what process we're going to follow for interacting. I mean, or is it a free-for-all, everybody ask questions? Or are we going to, that's probably, I guess, reasonable. So we'll do verbal questions. I've got some written questions. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to hand, and if we don't get and have enough time, then they can just take the questions and respond to them later. Is that what's going
to
happen?
You could ask for a written response to the questions and give every applicant the same questions, and you could review those at your next meeting.
They won't all be the same questions because some are specific to their property or their proposal.
Yeah.
What order are the people appearing to?
The first is the Sea Lion Dock, second is the OMSI project, and third is the aquatic facility.
And they're at 9, 10, and 11.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if you're the person to address since you're a city employee, but the questions you brought up, Margaret, on is it an either or with the city pool versus the aquatic park, or what are the politics that do we need to know about those as far as, I mean?
Well, what I was basically concerned about is part of their foundation here is that the city pool is antiquated and dilapidated, and I wanted to know exactly what we had in terms of what that was. You also have income and expenses. This is one of the few projects that's actually substituting for something the city is already doing. So why don't you give us a little bit of background on that?
Well, the swimming pool that the city currently owns and operates is down by Sam Case Elementary School. It was constructed in the early to mid-60s. It is functional, but its very best day is today. And without substantial investment, it will continue to get worse as time goes on. Nobody can predict when it will fail completely, but it's safe to say that with rusting pipes and other problems that we have, that our current pool as we know it is not going to be forever into the future. Again, I can't give you a time frame on that. But knowing that, the Friends Group formed about 7.5 years ago, and they have been attempting to to find a location that would be suitable, to find funding to basically build a new pool. And that concept has morphed into an aquatic park, and it's changed and it's moved up different locations all over town. It would appear to have had lots of support at times and then less support at times, and it's this organization that continues to be in flux. The latest designs that I saw are very eye-appealing, they're very attractive, but I don't really get too excited about the whole nuts and bolts of it, because there's so many miles between the concept and fundraising and groundbreaking. Many, many steps, and I'm just not involved in it. But I can tell you all the statistical information that I've learned over the years. I can tell you all of the current expenses that we have with our operations now. I can tell you the exact types of users that we have, even down to where, by the zip code as to where they come from. I can tell you what we know and what we observe at our pool on a daily basis, compiled monthly.
So what annual revenues?
Annual revenues are in the neighborhood of $96,000 for, and that would be the revenues that we collect from people sort of paying at the door. There are other revenues that come to the pool by the way of what we call transfers, but that's a direct subsidy from, say, the general fund. And we are currently budgeted for $90,650 is a transfer from the general fund. And then the pool also receives a transfer from the transient room tax. And that dollar amount is in $63,729. And so we predict that our total revenues are in and around $250,000.
And how about expenses?
Well, expenses are in flux, but we budgeted, the city is meant to sort of do a zero-based budget, which means that our revenues are transferred to offset the expenses. Mm-hmm. So it'd be about $250,000.
Okay.
Let me just doubly verify that through our budget document. And I think that's going to be pretty close to correct. Sometimes things are shown as different locations. I had all this in my hand just a second ago. I lost my place. But the Newport budget is a public document. You could look it up online. Yeah, it would appear that that we're looking at $257,816 for our total.
Okay. And how many people come? On a year's basis?
I don't have that exact number, but I can tell you that we track between 3,000 and 4,000 visits per month. So that would put you in the neighborhood of 36,000. I think it's probably a little bit more than that. I think if we used a number of 45,000, I think that would be a very accurate, pretty close to the total number of users per year.
And what's the amount of the fee coming through the door?
We have numerous different ways that we break down our fees.
Can you leave that with
$2
us?
$2 a person.
I would be happy. No, it's more like $4 or $5 per person. And here are a breakdown of all the different types of passes, from mm-hmm. punch cards to 10 passes to annual passes to 30-day passes. Mm-hmm. We probably have too many ways that people, okay. but we try to tailor it so that we don't have to turn
And you
it
can back. Leave that with us?
I absolutely
Because they have a similar breakdown in here. I'd like to compare.
Well, but their breakdown in this is what we know and see and have on our one pool of water mm-hmm. with one temperature. That's been there for 47, 48 years. And their concept, and I would be completely fair with them, is very, very different.
Sure.
Lots of different activities and different things that could, their numbers could be very different than our reality. Okay. In fact, they would have to be.
But I think residents are pretty budget conscious, and whether they pay continually for those other things, I'd still like to compare it. Is there any land use things that we need to know on the aquatic park?
I think we briefly talked about the property is outside the city currently. It adjoins the city limits. It could be annexed. If it were annexed, it would be likely zoned light industrial. Light industrial zone would allow for this type of use, so that's not an issue. The property is does have wetland issues that they'd have to work through with the Department of State Lands. Substantial amount of properties in wetland. Again, that can be dealt with, but it takes time and effort, and it has to have to plan for that. There's a decent chance, depending on the scale of the ultimate development, that we'd be looking at a signal at 40th and US 101 and how that works. I know they have had very preliminary discussions with the Oregon Department of Transportation.
Which is the room tax committee meeting?
Yeah.
Yes, we'll call you. Are you here with the Sea Lion?
Yes.
If you would just have a seat out in the hall, we'll call you when it's time.
They've had very preliminary discussions with the Oregon Department of Transportation. It was at least 12 months ago is the last time that discussion occurred, so I'm not sure where they're at right now or if they've had ongoing discussions with
Is there any frontage on 101?
That's what I'm trying to
visualize. Yeah, the property fronts on 101.
Is it where that big boat sits? Is that where it is?
On the opposite side. West side.
On the west side?
West side
of 101.
West side of 101.
Toby Murray side.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the land isn't actually purchased yet. Is that true?
It's owned by Barrelhead and Bertolite's family, Jeff Bertolite's family.
But if they had some kind of option, is what they mentioned.
Actually in the back of there.
Yeah, it's a very nice page.
I have a question for Jim while you're here.
Sure.
What's the current status of the city regarding the pool with maintenance or future maintenance, or how are you proceeding forward with that, future plans?
Yeah. 2 years ago, we went out for a bond measure, you may have remembered, to build a municipal-style pool next to the rec center. And thinking that our maintenance costs are probably never going to be cheaper than they are today, and our pool is probably never going to be nicer than it is today, we put together a proposal, and we got collected all the data and put a design for a very basic pool, a flat water swimming pool and a warm water therapy pool that would go slammed up right next to the rec center. And our thought was that if we could do that, our maintenance costs would potentially go down or stay the same because of all the mechanics that are already involved with the rec center. We could just link to the restrooms, locker rooms, shower rooms, and then we could use our control desk to operate that. So we thought that would be a cost savings, but in reality it'd probably be cost neutral. We know that with our current system, everything is old and failing, and our maintenance costs will continue to go up. There has been some level of discussion amongst the elected and the budget committee that they say they don't want to put any more money into the pool. So we've been trying to be creative and have additional fundraising events and have our fees accurately reflect the cost of doing business, but we're just barely keeping up.
So with that in mind, that means that no more funds for maintenance, meaning that maybe this other piece will substitute for it someday? Is that what the thinking is, not budgeting for maintenance?
You know, we're budgeting maintenance for maintenance to keep the building together and do the best that we can. We are not budgeting for deep maintenance that would involve replacing pipes underneath the pool or doing major scale stuff. We want to keep what we have going until there's another practicable option. And that's all I really can say. Until there's another practicable option that meets the needs, then we're going to do everything we can to keep what we have going. And recognizing that it won't be forever.
Is it a 16, 25 yards pool?
We had two concepts. The municipal style pool was a 6-lane and an 8-lane.
Well, I mean, the existing pool.
The existing is 6.
25 yards?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Should go to meters and feet. 50 is better.
Of the 45,000 visitors a year, do you know, are they pretty much all within Lincoln County? Do you have statistics on where those where they come from?
I do, and yes. Accepting some of our transient visitors, the ones that come for a swim meet or come from on vacation and want to swim. But basically, of our pass holders, we had 69% are from Newport, 6.2% are from South Beach, 2.58 from Otter Rock, 9.56 from Waldport. I guess just what that shows you is that 75% or better is likely to be right from Newport, and you know, South Beach is Newport.
And do you get any money from when you host a swim meet? Do you get money for that?
No. Well, yes. A high school swim meet, we would not. The Seahorse swim meet, we have figured out a fee system that allows them to assess a dollar or something to every kid that comes through. So yes, we get revenue generation, but it's really a drop in the bucket compared to what it costs to run the pool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just have some brief comments on the Sea Lion one, and that's just to cover they would have some permitting with the city and the state, because the work would be within the estuary and the bay proper. That's nothing that's standard stuff. I don't see any issues with it per se. That would also need to be within a leaseholding. I'm not sure who has a lease of that area right now, if it's the port or if it's a private party. That's something you could certainly ask them. But that's how that works. Anything along the bay in the in-water area is subject to a lease with the Department of State Lands. And so it would be within a leaseholding. And so that's about it.
Don't they already have a lease if they've had it all these years?
There may very well be. And it may be something that's handled by the port or a neighboring property owner. I don't know. And certainly if they do have a lease, though, and they're doing work within it, that's something they'll have to talk to the state about, because you know it's new construction within a leaseholding. But again, these are things that can be dealt with. Mm-hmm. I don't see any issues with any of this stuff.
I have a question. They have this little map here, and they talking about the port wants them to put in new observation decks, where you're saying it's right there. How do you get access to that? Because this is right in the
That's just
water.
The legend, I think.
It is.
Oh, okay, so it's not there.
That's just the legend to tell you what the diagram says.
Do you know, looking at this, where their new observation decks would be? Have you talked to them about that at all?
No, I haven't talked to them.
I think it's the red.
No, it's the blue. It's the one out here. The observation decks are...
Okay.
They probably have trouble with, I can imagine, crowds gathering and getting away of functionality of someone trying to use
right,
the dock.
Right, because they have boats that work.
Yeah,
there,
and so yeah. You put something where they can stand, and the docks are here, and they can apparently going to leave the isolation cage there all the time, so they can use it when necessary without spooking the animals, bringing it in.
Okay. And their work, because it's in water, will have to be timed. There are windows within which the state allows in water work, and so those are things that they'll just have to program.
But they don't need permits from you or anything?
They will need an estuary permit from the city. They've been advised of that. I don't see any issues. It's a development area within the estuary, which is...
It's duplicating something that had gone before, so you're not destroying something pristine.
Exactly. So I don't see any issues with them obtaining it, but it is a permit they'll need to get.
Okay. Question on the interview process. How much time have they been told they have?
An hour.
And they could take the whole hour in the presentation. And then
well,
no.
They're going to make I think they're all going to make a short presentation, and then that gives you extra time to ask questions that you have thought of from reviewing their proposals or that may come up during the presentation.
Right.
And it probably will allow time for a short break in between.
Last time we had they had a specific length of time for their presentation, and we had a specific length for questions.
Oh, I see. It would have been great if we could have found those.
Right. Yeah, it was half an hour.
Let's assume they take their 15, 20 minutes for an interview. Then we have questions until about 40 minutes of the hour, and then we leave 20? Is that reasonable?
Well, it how it flows. We'll ask questions till we stop. I mean, we want to leave somewhat of a break between, but if we want to go 10 minutes, that's one thing. If we want to take 50 minutes, As long as we can get the next one on time, I don't think it's an issue.
Okay. And before you all leave today, we will develop an agenda for the next meeting so that you can let us know what you need to have happen at the next meeting.
Okay.
But before you launch into these, I have some staff comments regarding the Aquatic Center proposal that I wanted to share with you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Derek. One of the comments was that a condition should be made to the effect that the property must be annexed into the city before releasing any money if you should recommend funding of that project. In the initial checkoff sheet, the proposal states the schematic phase, 6 months from receipt of grant monies. On the fundraising tab, the proposal states time frame for project construction completion, 6 months from release of monies. Just as a reminder, the cost of the overall project may include items such as investigation, schematics, permitting, pre-design, or design. However, city grant funds cannot be released until the project has received a building permit. In other words, it's ready for construction, and evidence that funding for the entire project has been secured. The initial checkoff sheet also says the project will not require continued support from the city. However, information in the proposal indicates continued city operational funding of at least $200,000 per year. Continued city funding for operations of a non-city facility has not been discussed by the City Council. So it's unclear why city funding is actually required, since the sustainability model, which is on page 6 in the proposal, indicates net profits of $296,823 in year one and $888,136 in year two. The proposal states that $12,225,000 worth of grants will be fundraised within 9 months. We need to know, I would think you would want to know what the status of securing those grants is. The proposal lists $3,225,000 in anonymous donors. Mm-hmm. Have any of these anonymous donations been formally committed? These are just questions for you.
Yeah, those are the exact questions I wrote all over my thing already.
A few more, and then we can start with this Sea Lion issue. Given anonymous donations represents 18% of the project cost as opposed to 0.75% being requested from the city, it appears that securing these donations is critical to the project's success. The fundraising includes $500,000 as a capital grant from the City of North Beach, or City of Newport South Beach Urban Renewal District. The Phase 2 project list does not identify this project as a capital improvement. The Urban Renewal Phase 2 list does identify $300,000 for acquisition development, not $500,000. $300,000 is all we've got. A discussion by the South Beach Urban Renewal District has not occurred as it relates to the timing or use of the South Beach Phase 2 monies. And a few other observations you earlier talked about a little bit of this. Does the project cost include Highway 101 improvements that will most likely be required by ODOT? The property appears to have a substantial amount of wetlands. You heard Derek mention that. Will it require mitigation? Possibly. And what are the site development costs? I'm not sure that we saw those in there, like the building site, the parking lots, paving, 101 improvements. And what about soft costs such as permitting costs and system development charges? Just things that, you know, keep in the back of your head while you're listening to their proposal, and those might generate questions from you. And finally, what I mentioned earlier is that I did read News Lincoln County that they just received a $2,500 grant from the county to conduct a feasibility study for
the
project.
As I recall our discussions last year, we weren't going to fund preliminary things. We wanted to be further along and push toward completion, not help them decide whether or not it's appropriate.
I'll email all of you a copy of those questions.
Could we get them for today, though?
Sure. Why don't we just take a very short break before we get going, and then we'll get started.
Well, here's what we can do, because they're last. We'll do it before they come.
Okay.
Well, how about that?
I want a restroom break, so we'll take a short break.
You're in charge. I'll make some copies of the things I cited.
Will you make copies of these, Steve?
Be here at 11, apparently.
Yeah.
Whatever your desires are.
I have questions I'm going to give you.
Yeah. Those are the ones I'm going to go through.
And this is Kathy. She runs our pool. And
hi.
Same situation. We would like to be factual and answer questions that we know about our use of our pool and not speculate on how their project moves.
So the two of you will come back at 11?
That sounds good.
Yeah. And I'm going to make copies of this for right now for you to use at 11.
Thank you.
Sea lions. Sea lions.
Thank you, Jim.
Those are just questions I can remember.
No, they're original. They've always they've always said they need 17 million.
Oh, was it 17? Okay,
yeah,
my memory.
They've always said that.
Skip that one then. Memory's a tricky thing.
Are we going to use chambers again, or are they just going to come in here?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I think they're going to come in here.
Yeah, it's a...
So do they
have
a slide?
Are we off now or on? Is the tape recorder off or on?
I presume it's on.
So we're in a break.